Hello, and welcome back to the Forbidden Knowledge Podcast. My name is Nathaniel Hoitmacher, and I am the show's host. Today, I'm making the formal announcement of Season 2. Season 2 will be released sometime in October. The definitive date has not been set yet. It will be during sometime in the middle of October, though, the second or third week, more likely than not. This new season we'll be deep diving into one particular tradition in order to make it so that way we continue onward with the initiate's journey. In the previous season, what we had done is we had looked at the postulant phase, and we had looked into the various different things that needed to be done before you were even initiated into the mysteries and initiated onto the further aspects that had gone on to for someone who had been part of any of these ancient traditions. Now we will be deep diving specifically Arthurian myth, legend, and romance. The reason for this is because it is a passion project that I would like to take on that I have never fully deep dived. So what will happen here is that I will personally be taking the journey with you in almost real time for anybody who goes along with this at the same time that I'm posting these podcasts. And what this means is that unlike, say, other traditions that I could teach you about, I will be having to sort things out for myself. I will have to be learning about it myself. I will have to be deep diving it myself. You will get to see how someone who is already well-versed in various different traditions goes about trying to understand and explore a new concept, a new tradition, one that they've never deep dived in any way, shape, or form. Yes, of course, I know certain things about Arthurian myth and legend. I'm sure most of you do as well. I know about the Round Table. I know about the knights. I know about King Arthur pulling the sword from the stone. And I know about Lancelot and Parsifal and Galahad and all these other things that are there with it that we've all heard of, and the Grail, of course. These are things that anybody and everybody knows something about. That's why I am choosing this particular tradition to look at rather than making it so that way I choose one that is, say, of Nordic tradition or of Celtic tradition or of Egyptian or Sumerian or whatever. This is a story that the vast majority of the people in Western civilization, and probably the world for that matter, have some inkling of what it is and what it's about. In other words, it's kind of like a legend or mythology that is coined to be more universal and is there for everyone, rather than for one particular group of people or time period and whatnot. And it is my pleasure to say that I am really excited to go and do this particular journey and whatnot, and that I, other than having read maybe one of the stories that will be finished by the time period that we start this in, that I will not be having any leg up on anybody else for what it is. I will be doing it in real time with everybody. I've already begun to purchase various different materials that I will need in order to help deep dive these things with it, and I will continue to do so wherever the journey takes us. In this particular instance, I have no idea where it'll take us. I don't know how long it'll take me to dissect things, but we are going to be doing so on multiple levels. One of the levels that's going to be done with it is, of course, the historical level. We're going to look at the different histories of the time period and the histories of the people that wrote the stories and whatnot, and going into them. We will also be looking into the symbolic nature of the stories, and we will be looking to learn esoteric wisdom that's inside of it, that have been contained inside of it, and to teach us that. We'll also be looking into any morals and teachings that it has on a spiritual level as well. On this particular front, we will continue to look at things in the historical record to put things into their context so we can better understand the stories as well. I already know that certain things that are there, some of which are going to be obvious, but I'm going to be briefly going into them here. I will not be going into everything that I see because I want some of that to be dealt with as it pops up in the stories. So one of the things that is obvious is that we will need to look into the Christian tradition. We will need to look into, you know, the Holy Grail. We will need to look into knights and chivalry and whatnot and how they came about. We will need to be looking into the Crusades because that was a time period that this was all taking place and has huge impact on some of the stories that are going on with it. We will need to be looking into Gaelic mythology, I guess we can say, because it's not just Welsh, although Welsh is the main part of it. There's also stuff and Irish stuff with it as well. And so we will need to look into that in order to understand things there. We will need to be looking into various different things from the Mediterranean areas in order to help back this up, including Islam, and to a certain extent to help with some of these things because of the Crusades and how that played a role. And we will need to be looking into the Knights Templar and Christianity as a whole, of course. So with that, we will be tackling various different traditions and their influence on the tradition that we know of as Arthurian myth and legend. And we will be making it so that way we will come out more enlightened about these stories and hopefully also teaching us about ourselves along the way and making it so that way we have a better understanding of our history that has occurred for these traditions and everything that goes along with that, which would be part of the initiate's journey for whatever specific school of thought that they were a part of and that they had gone through. And so what this is the game plan for things. If you are someone from season one who no longer wishes to continue on this particular journey because that's not something that they're interested in doing, I thank you for your time. If you are new and coming into season two, as it'll be coming out, and I suggest that you go in and listen to season one. It'll help with certain understandings of where I'm taking things and where I'm going. Either way, thank you all so much for your time, and I look forward on taking this journey with you together.